Hello, once again, everybody. This is your friendly Apex Alpha. I appreciate you stopping in and checking out the podcast from time to time to help you become a better you. Once again, you all know what the goal is. It's always working to build a better you. And once again, I appreciate you for allowing me to be in your life to do such a thing. So for this podcast today, we're going to start off with a little story. It's about me when I was a kid and me learning how to swim. So of course, before I ever knew how to swim, I wasn't really taught. I seen it, jumped in a couple of pools, you know, at the beach, things like that. But I was never really taught how to swim. And if I was, I for sure did not remember it. So one day, I was at the pool. Beautiful day outside, beautiful sun, you get the birds chirping, blue skies, a few clouds in the air, nice breeze, not too hot. You know, it was nice and cool. So standing on the edge of this pool, and I'm just looking in, you know, I dab my foot in a little bit just to check the temperature. You know, it's cold, so I'm like, man, it's cold, how am I gonna get in here and everything? And once again, still don't know how to swim. So I can't remember who exactly and it's the crazy part, but whoever threw me in, I don't know what they were thinking. I was absolutely scared for my life. I'm thinking, oh, what do I do? What do I do? What do I do? So I just move and I move. I'm replicating the movements that I've seen from other people. And I'm kicking and kicking and kicking and kicking and kicking and kicking. So now I reach to the surface. And I gasp for air. I gasp for breath. A feeling that I've never had before. Taking deep breaths, I'm up, but I'm not floating. And I realized I don't know how to float. I never was taught how to float. So instead of trying to figure out how to float, I just keep swimming, keep moving my little legs, moving my little arms, breathing, keep moving. And before I know it, I'm at, you know, the edge of the pool. I grab on to something. So I grab on. And I'm breathing for air. I'm just trying to catch my breath. And in my mind, I'm thinking, I'm like, yo, I just swam. And all that fear that I had was gone. And I laughed it off. And I'm like, yo, I just swam. But I could do better. And this is me as a kid thinking this, I could do better. I could do so much better. I was thrown into the fire and I overcame. And what this translates into for me now is that sometimes we're so afraid of fear itself that we stop ourselves. And you know, sometimes we need that push. Whether we push ourselves or someone push us, or someone throws us into that environment, someone throws us into that arena, someone throws us onto that court, someone throws us into that school, someone throws us into that job. We need that sometimes. Sometimes we have to do it for ourselves. And to some people, yeah, that could sound like, oh my God, where was your parents? All this type of stuff. But the thing is that in life, you're going to be thrown into a lot of situations. And you can either get thrown into them by choice, or you could throw yourself in there by choice and get things done. You could go and wait on somebody to help you. You could go wait on somebody to do this for you, do that for you. But the thing is, your best bet on getting that help is to help yourself. To do those actions, do what needs to be done. And yeah, it ain't gonna be pretty. It's not gonna be pretty the first time you do it. The first time I done did everything, it's always been ugly and hurt the most. First time I cut my hair, best believe I had a hat on for like 3 months. First time I exercised, I was in pain, but I enjoyed it. First time I got a tattoo, took 3 days, was in pain, but it was beautiful, even though it's halfway done. The thing is, whenever you first start something, yeah, it is going to be scary. But the thing is, if you never start, you're never going to finish. And you don't have to be born great, but you do have to start in order to be great. So it's not going to be pretty at first. And don't expect it to be pretty. But in order to overcome that, fail in private. You have the opportunity to constantly improve yourself. And if you're worried about judgment, if you practice in private, you don't have to worry about when it comes to public. It's so much, so much that I do alone or by myself that a lot of people don't know about that I do in order to improve myself. That way, when it comes to me doing it in front of everybody else, oh my God, you make it look so easy. Oh my God, you're so lucky you were like this. Oh my God, this, that, and the other. No, y'all don't see the hours and hours of practice I put in. Y'all don't see how good I get. Y'all don't see this. It's a game that recently released called Elden Ring. Now, this game is not for the faint heart. It's a beautiful game, beautiful concept, beautiful images, role-playing game, free open world. It's a great game. But I promise you, as soon as you jump into that game and you leave the tutorial, you will get smoked. Like, I literally stepped out onto the game, boom. First enemy I see, I'm okay. He shouldn't be that bad. He has no big balls. I ain't worried about it. Stomped. Crushed in one hit. Wait a minute. I've never played a game of this caliber. So I'm okay. I'm going to come back to this guy. I'm going to get good. And then I'm going to come back and fight you. Right now in this game, I've put in over 150 hours. To my friends who I play with, I'm pretty dang good. But they didn't see all those hours that I put in. They didn't see all the research I did. They didn't see all the grinding and techniques and maneuvers and all this type of stuff that I did in order to get to the level that I'm at. The same way you could see a millionaire or a billionaire or an athlete or a CEO at the pinnacle of their operations. And you think, oh, how'd they get here? How'd they get that? You don't see all that stuff. All you do is see them at the top. But it was a grind to get there. It was a grind to get there. And you're going to have to grind to be the best you. That's it. That's all. You have to grind in order to be the best you. And that's going to take you figuring yourself out. You have to figure out what you like to do. And you're going to have to make sacrifices for it. You're going to have to make sacrifices for it. And the thing is, when it comes to sacrificing for that thing, you have two choices. You can live your life and do what everybody else wants you to do and sacrifice for them. Or you can live your life for yourself and sacrifice what you need to do for yourself. Like, think about it like this. You spend money on shoes, clothes, cars, technology, games, a whole bunch of BS, right? And you could be using that money that you're spending on BS towards something to improve you. Say, for instance, you want a better job. You can improve your education. What in the world? Say, for instance, you want a better car. You can figure out ways to become better inside your job. Make investments. Make sacrifices. Stay a little over. Ask a couple more questions. You can do all this type of stuff in order to get better, but you have to make sacrifices. And see, the thing is, you're going to make sacrifices regardless. Like I said before, you're going to make sacrifices regardless. Is it you going to make sacrifices for you? Or you going to make sacrifices for the next man? But you're going to make sacrifices. Me, when it came to me being athletic, exercising, all this type of stuff, I make my own sacrifices. I wake up at 3 in the morning. I'll not play the game the night before. I'll make sure I eat good. I cut out meat just because I want to be better. I want to look sexy at 80. That's right. The goal is sexy at 80. But I got to make sacrifices in order to get there. I choose what sacrifices I put myself through. I choose what pain I put myself through. I feel like I said that wrong. I choose what pain I put myself through. Yeah, I choose what pain I put myself through. So if you want something, you got to sacrifice for it in order to be truly, truly happy. You know, a lot of times in my life, I came across so many obstacles. I'm like, Lord, why me? Why does this have to happen to me? Stuff that happened with my children. Why does this have to happen to me? I'm a good guy. Why me? Stuff that happened at work. Why me? Stuff that happened in the street. Why me? Stuff that happened with my car. Why me? And then I listened to other motivational speakers such as, you know, Eric Thomas, Zig Ziglar, Billy Osbrooks. And what you hear a lot is, you know, change that whammy into, you know, trap. And I switched it up because every obstacle that I have come across, I've overcame as long as I stuck with it. Everyone. Every single one. Job, financially, scholastically, physically, any obstacle that I came across that I continuously pushed forward through, I overcame. So I know whatever I come across now, I laugh it off. I'm like, all right, this is what we gonna do today. Okay, God, let's go. Like, come on, bring the heat. Like, come on, try me. Like, what's up? Like, let's go. That's my perspective. Anytime some stuff go crazy for me, because it's the way it is for me. I was not meant to have an easy life, and that's because a lot of people who are around me, life is not easy. So I have the strength to go through these difficult trials and tribulations in order to instruct and guide people how to avoid them. And I realized that's one of my roles in life. That's something that I have the ability to do. That is why I'm strong. And I'm not talking about just physically, if you know me, mentally. I tell people my mind was way stronger than my body. My body just shows it a lot easier. It does. So when you're going through those difficult times, think about, I did a podcast talking about cookie jars before, you know, reaching into your cookie jar. Your cookie jar is your past achievements, your past accolades, things that you've done and overcame in the past. Think of your current trials and tribulations and difficulties as those things. And reach back, look at how you overcame those things, and then overcome what you're going through now. Because you can. And you will. You just have to believe in it yourself. You already did it before. So, will you allow obstacles to stop you from your opportunities? Will you overcome the obstacles that are in front of your opportunities in order for you to get better? If I tell you right now, imagine there's a door in front of you. Big old wooden oak tree type of door. You know, them heavy joints. And all you have to do is put the key inside of the door and push that heavy joint open. And behind that door is all your hopes, dreams, and accomplishments. That door is your obstacle. Everything that stops you from your goals is an obstacle. And all you have to do is overcome that obstacle. It might not be easy. It might be an uphill battle. But the thing is, all you have to do is overcome. I tell you what helps me get through a lot of my goals. It's not even thinking about what's in front of them goals. It's just thinking about the goal. I don't care if somebody's trying to stop me. I don't care if somebody's trying to fight me. I don't care if an animal in front of me. I don't care if it's a fire in front of me. I don't care what it is. I'm going to get through whatever's trying to stop me in order to get to my goal. In order to get to my goal. Because what's another obstacle? What's a wall? Nothing. What's a door? Nothing. What's somebody? Nothing. Nothing is going to stop me from getting to my opportunities or my obstacles. I mean, my opportunities. No obstacle is going to stop me from getting to my goals, my achievements, from what I want to do. And there are going to be people that constantly test you. One of my brothers, I was just talking about the game Elden Ring. He had progressed further than me at first because of the type of style he had when it came to the game itself. And how he played. I traditionally played with magic, so I couldn't do, you know, the physical attacking. I was doing the magical attacking and things like that. He's like, you ain't gonna be able to do it this way. You ain't gonna be able to do it that way. And then one of my other bros had pitched into, yeah, you're not gonna be able to do this. You're not gonna be able to do that. I totally zoned in. I focused on what I could do, and I figured out how to do it my way. There are gonna be people in life that are gonna tell you, you can't do this and you can't do that. Screw those guys, all right? Screw those guys. Because if you believe that you can do something, keep trying and you'll be able to do it. I don't care how long it takes. I told y'all, I went from 1 hour on this game getting smoked to 150 something hours on this game and learned how to beat those monsters and enemies that were in my way. That translate directly into real life. There are going to be people that are going to tell you, you can't do this, you can't do that. And use that fuel, use that fire in order to get better. Don't let nobody stop you just because they say that you can't do something. Who are they? They aren't God. They're people just like you. You probably have more trials and tribulations than they have. You probably have more accolades and achievements than they have. They don't get to judge you. Only you could judge you. It's you versus you at all times. And only you can stop you. So, what you gonna do? Overcome those obstacles, get to your goals, get to your achievements, because all you gotta do is practice. And I practice what I preach every single day. So, this is your friendly Apex Alpha. And for any more of my content that you would like to see or be engaged in, you can go to wolfhulkgaming.com, wolfhulkgaming.com. If you want to see some of my video game content, you know, me rage a little bit, overcome obstacles and things of that nature, you can see all that on YouTube, Twitch, and Instagram. All the links are on my social media, the website that I gave you. Once again, I appreciate you all for listening to me. And please share with friends, family, enemies. My goal is to help the world become better, one person at a time. So please have a great one. Have a blessed one. Y'all stay up. I appreciate y'all. All right, yeah, yeah. You made it through another one. We're going to be on to the next one. Appreciate you stopping through for the podcast. And once again, if you like the content, please share with your friends, and your loved ones, even your enemies. Subscribe and follow me on wolfhulkgaming.com. Once again, that's wolfhulkgaming.com. For all of the rest of my content, from when it comes to funny TikTok videos, video game clips, or workouts. So, thank you for following, listening, and you have a great day.